Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 82, released on the 22nd of December, 2024, our Christmas episode. Thank you very much.
Woohoo!
Christmas 2024. Hit us up on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, well, X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, email the show, show at 3ftpodcast.org. We're available almost everywhere, and if we're not, let us know. Let us know, and if there's enough people that want us to get involved, maybe we will. Dave's just dying to get us on more social media. Yeah, anyway, show notes are linked in the show's description. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And the famous words from Frosty the Snowman, happy birthday. This is Dave.
I was waiting. Okay, what's your name? You didn't know.
What the hell is
this? Is Malia. You were so hard to follow.
This is Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, see, you got to get it. You got to get your little tagline like Steve's got and just say it every single time, mm-hmm. No matter what.
I got it wrote down right here. Open and close.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I don't know.
I'm kind of like Elf on a Shelf or Elf on TV. You don't know what you're getting out of me.
Perm on a sperm.
Perm on a sperm. Nope. That's right.
Oh, smear on a queer.
Are we all ready for Christmas? We got our shopping done?
I'm waiting for Amazon to get it here on time this week. They said they would do it.
I'm waiting on a couple of things. Well, I'm waiting on more than a couple.
Well, I didn't order things that said they would not be here before. And there was items that I did like and want, but they'd be after. I'm like, nope, not you.
My daughter just buys something on Amazon and has it shipped to my house. I'm opening bags for stuff for our mat show, which is coming up. and I open this bag up and I go, I didn't order this hat and I didn't order this lunchbox. And then I go, oh. So I text my daughter and I
two
go,
things I know
Merry
she knows
Christmas.
You like.
And she goes, oh, did you get it? Merry Christmas.
I do the same thing for my kids for birthdays. I just ship it to their
but
house.
But the funny part about it is she sent me a sock cap last year that has an LED right here. You push it, mm-hmm. It lights up. I got another one this year. I got the same one. Another.
She's
one.
Got a case of them. She's going to send you one every
year. They were buy one and get two free is what it was last year.
Yeah. She's like, I got next three Christmases down, baby.
So if you put them on Cockeye together,
Dave. They're probably one of her hospital swag things.
You put both of them on at the same time. A little Cockeye. It looks like headlights, like you're coming at them.
There you go, yeah. Two sock caps with a headlight, LED light on. Hey, I put one in the truck and one in my pickup. It's like, hey, you need a light. Yeah, you need a light.
There's light. Chain and sit down when it's dark out.
Yep. Or just having to find a valve or open the hood or can't get the gas cap and you can't see down there, whatever.
Well, you know what? That's the only kind of light I've got. I've got two of those.
The headlamp?
Lights that you put on your head. It's the only kind I use.
Well, I got one that fits on the brow of my baseball cap. You can turn it on.
I got one like that. It's rechargeable and it does all sorts of different lights, blue, white, yellow, flashes. The strobing one I don't care for when it's above your eyes. It's, you're trying to walk. You're like, oh, okay, no.
I do got a red one I put on the end of my nose, but I only need that one night a year. So
when you're out drinking, New Year's Eve.
That's right. Get my house home.
Because you ain't pulling no sleigh, big boy.
I pull it with my truck.
Oh yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. I mean it. In a world of shit.
I mean it.
I mean it.
Do you realize
we're allowed to say Merry Christmas again now?
We're back to Merry Christmas again. Yeah.
Oh my God, everybody.
You realize this is our second year, and I think this is our first Christmas show. Because we were doing them every other week, and we never had one at Christmas. This is our very first Three Fat Trucker Christmas show.
Have we never made mention of it? Or
no, the other shows, we never. It fell either New Year's. I mean, we did a New Year's one, but this is our first Christmas.
I don't remember that one for some reason.
Yeah.
You don't. That's when.
She was hammered.
I'll start.
Yeah, you wouldn't remember that one.
The bourbon.
We even had the old neighbor involved.
We don't want to stir that one back up.
Don't want to hack stuff up, Dave. He's like, that wound's almost healed.
See, I got my reindeer peeking around the corner, and Santa, he'll be here in no time.
Yeah, for those of you.
I'll tell you right now. Now, hold on, Dave. I know that come off of Facebook or one of them, because you order stuff all the time when that stuff they advertise, I see the same stuff.
But it's not Facebook. I found an American company that does it.
But does it actual the right size that you normally order, or do you have to go extremely one way or the other?
This is actually too big, and I could have went smaller. So
it looks like your bowling all the stuff
I've seen like that.
It's my bowling shirt, yeah.
Trying to order like that, they'll say it's like a 2 or 3X, and it's actually a medium.
Right. That's why I don't get. This is a local. This is a in the States company. I found one, and they're the ones that make our shirts.
The Chinese medium is not a 3X.
No,
they are not. I ordered a pair of shorts from them and ended up giving
everything
them to
you
a 12-year-old.
Buy. I've seen advertised the neon light behind you. I've seen those advertised. The one day I sent you the lemonade stand, your light on the wall behind you.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen those advertised. The one day you mentioned it about skirting on a table and a canopy, and I had them on my feed the next day. And I said, there you go, there's a lemonade stand, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I got them in. I'm trying to debate if I'm going to cut holes in them or I'm doing a little different this
year. Are they bed sheets?
No, they're regular fitted. You
didn't get that bill.
Yeah, I got
neither
it.
Bill didn't either right away.
Bill's on air, so he's not. He's down there sucking up fresh.
I'm on Dave, so candy. I know what you're
I'm on Dave,
about.
Yeah. And you got your tree up. I'm glad you got your tree up back there. So.
Yep. Who are you talking to?
I grew that myself.
Did you get some poinsettia, Malia? Is that what's behind you?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, dude.
I have that behind me, and I have.
I bet you
got an elf on the shelf, too.
A chick nutcracker.
They're all nutcrackers.
Yeah, I was gonna say they're all nuts. Yeah.
They all nutcrackers.
And then let me see if I could scoot over here. I'm so old.
Not
my dear Santa. Dear Santa. I really did try.
Was all that stuff up on the last show? I didn't notice any of that.
No. It wasn't there. That's the Christmas show. She put it up. So
daggum.
Dear Santa, I really did try.
Yep.
I'm there.
I worked on it. I promise.
Did you ever hear that one puppet called Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your nose is growing.
Oh. Just funny because I just watched.
I have a snowman shirt that has the carrot coming out of it.
Show me. I can't see. Show me. What now?
Right. The carrot.
Oh, okay. Karen. Okay. Yeah.
Stop.
She brings it upon herself, fellas.
Well, I was trying to show because it sticks out.
Well, and I can't see you in the screen because you're below where your camera is. Seriously.
It's your candy all cane.
All I see is your hands doing this.
Well.
And yes. God bless you for it.
The nose
stand
sticks
up,
out.
Stand up
weakened.
So I can see what you're talking about.
It's a guy's sweater, really.
Well, yeah,
winking.
With a big carrot sticking out the front. Of course it is.
Well, yeah, and he's winking.
What's he wearing?
Is there a swimming pool hanging on the end of it?
I got Eric that same year. I got him a snowman sweater. It's an upside down snowman. His carrot's sticking out. And he had the blue Christmas bulbs that go on a tree. they're hanging off the bottom of it. Like, like he's got blue balls.
I love the dirty.
And they would fall off the sweater and they would go.
I hate it when that happens.
Somebody would bump him and then they would fall off. And you would, all of a sudden you would hear ting, 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 ting. His balls are rolling around. He's better off.
Two of my favorite Christmas sweaters.
Yeah. Then she puts them in her purse.
Where they belong.
We went to Chattanooga in 2018. So they were walking through Rock City and like everybody's real tight and kind of close. And he's like, excuse me, and his carrot is sticking out right here. And he's bumping all the women, you know, with his carrot trying to get through. It was he's like red. He's just like, I can't believe you got me.
The police department. There's some pervert up there trying to stick a bunch of women in the mall. I mean, it's like he's got his carrot out.
Those balls would fall off at the funniest time and just go ting, 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 and just rolling.
He should have just put them in his pocket.
No, Malia put them in her purse where they belong.
It's just hilarious.
No, you see them dirty Christmas sweaters. I seen one. It was just
I should be drinking eggnog sweater
with like a ribbon with reindeer in it that went across the top and then it go, you know, a couple more stripes down. But it was two reindeer humping. You didn't notice it. He looked at it close. Or the one where it's a picture on the front of Rudolph's rear end with his tail up. You can see his butthole, but his head's bent down where he's looking between his legs backwards and his nose is glowing. It looks like his balls are glowing.
They get some funny ones. I was like, that's why I, because of his sweater, that's why I got the one with the carrot sticking out for me winking. So when we stood next to each other, it was hilarious. And pictures and stuff. Got my kids all funny ones. Porter, I've got him one with a dog peeing on his snowman. It was just, there's funny ones.
Everybody wears the Grinch costumes. They made pajamas out of it. I see everybody in a Grinch costume at the mall, at the store, Walmart. I think that is normal attire for Walmart.
Well, I seen one earlier was a guy and a gal. They had matching Christmas sweaters, and it was a stocking. It's hers that says, "I'm the stocking stuffer." And the guy had one that says, "I'm the stuffing."
You probably hadn't been on TikTok. TikTok, there's one going on and around where this dad goes, picks his daughter up from school. She's 15, and he has on the elf Grinch outfit. Runs and screams just like her.
She's
running and hiding, and he's got syrup and spaghetti in his hands. And
syrup.
That stocking one, shouldn't hers be she's the stocking and he's the stocking stuffer?
Exactly.
That's what
I like if you're the outlet or the, you know, you do the electrical plug or the receptacle.
Yeah, there's an older couple I seen not long ago. His shirt, the back of his shirt said, "Drink till you want me." And the back of hers says, "I can't drink that much." I can't drink that much. Two old people walking together.
She's even got her Christmas cup out.
Mm-hmm. Gee whiz. We're all ready.
Well, it is the holiday season.
I even have Snoopy bowls and plates with Christmas trees and stuff on them.
Yeah, I got my one tree up. It's got the twinkle lights on it. It's twinkling and that.
And spinning.
Move it back to the front window and say, "There, I'm done."
Rocking around the Christmas tree over there.
Oh, you don't have a bigger one than that set up somewhere? That's your...
He has a bigger one.
Set her up in the box in the attic, but I ain't getting it out.
I've got an 8-footer back there behind the brick wall behind me that has not been put up in 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's probably never going to. I need to donate it.
When I was in between selling one house and moving out, I didn't even put a tree up the one year. I took a big sheet of Christmas paper, unrolled it on the kitchen table, and drew the took markers like I did here. And drew a big Charlie Brown Christmas tree and taped it to the wall. And that's where we set the
Christmas. I did one better than that. My daughter yelled at me for not having a Christmas tree. So I had five packages all wrapped sitting on the counter. And I went out to the car and took the air freshener out and taped it to the wall. I'm sitting there. I'm done.
I've always
like a forest, isn't it?
Yeah.
The cops call that felony forest, by the way.
Felony forest.
Found that out when I was in college. Yeah,
because they always put them.
They put them up. They hang them to try to get rid of the weed smell. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, and heard all the black ones.
I mean, no.
Now you don't have to get rid of the weed smell. You can smoke weed legal everywhere.
Now you just got to go to Michigan.
Just go to Michigan.
Like, yeah. I was going to say it's not legal everywhere. It's not legal here.
Well,
no, it's only legal. A matter of time.
It's not legal, but everybody does. It might as well be. So
Dave and I are going into business the minute it does. I have no interest in smoking the shit, but I know people love it.
But I'll sell the shit out of it.
I will sell.
Now, I'll tell you what. It's going more and more by the wayside of smoking it to the edibles.
Yeah, yeah, well, that too. Yeah,
well, that's that the big I might money do. Game.
A year in,
I can't believe how many. A year and 5 months now with us.
I'm going to go over and steal some of Malia's.
No, my favorite joke, Bill, or not joke. This comedian's talking
bring
about
me into this.
This comedian, I think his name was Josh Wolf. He's talking.
You have young kids; they know where to get it.
Going to a head shop to get.
Unfortunately, yes. I wanted to know how that whole phone situation, like, how do you get it on your phone? Like, what do you basically at? Like, they can order anything. I kept seeing news things where kids were dying from overdoses and all that stuff. So I asked Porter, I'm like, can you really just order this stuff and just have stuff dropped off to you? And the reason why parents aren't catching up to it is because everything's called by something else, but yet it's something familiar to the parents. So, like, Nikes aren't Nikes, or Pepsi isn't Pepsi, or Coke isn't Coke, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So,
Coke was Coke in the 80s.
Well, that kind of Coke. But you know what I'm trying to say. And so as a parent, if you're looking through this stuff, you don't know, you're not knowing that they're actually ordering drugs, you know? And so I asked Porter if he could do it, and he could. Somebody pulled right up. They just pull right up within a few minutes with a kid in the back.
Next thing you know, you got fentanyl in your house.
Yeah. So it's that easy. So all these people who think that parents aren't parenting to keep it out of the kids' hands, that's not true. It's just so easy.
Kids
now
are smart.
And I got an idea. How's about paying attention to how your kids act? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Since we got on this subject,
that means you'd have to pay attention.
You have to pay attention to your kids and talk to them every now and then. Hello, thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's don't get off on a bad Christmas story on mean kids. Let's keep it. We'll keep this one. We'll save that one.
No, wait, that's a part of Christmas because they get cold.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
they get cold.
Anyway, Steve, you got interrupted. What was your story again?
I forget already.
No, you don't.
I got a Dave Imers.
Welcome to my world, brother.
So I cannot believe that this story is not by, what's her name? I can't think of her name now.
Yeah, Dave came up with a story that is not
Ashley.
CDL
No, I didn't
Live.
Get it from Ashley. I had to dig a little deeper.
He got it from Todd Dills over at Overdrive.
Oh, yeah, we got it Overdrive. Todd Dills over there at Overdrive. Hey, Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, and this article.
It came out in 2012, so you ought to remember it.
The
2012.
They re-released it in 14.
We're not punctual.
It's re-released. Listen, it's re-released in 2015. So we got some recent news here, buddy. But we'll read it.
Well, we're re-releasing it.
There's not a lot.
It's like a used car. It's new to us. Okay.
Hey, there's a lot of truck drivers out there that spend Christmas in a truck trying to get home, and the wives are climbing the wall, and they usually get there by sunrise, and Christmas night they're crying on the phone. I mean, I remember my dad trying to get home on some Christmases. So there's people out there doing their best, and it's a pretty good story about it, but it kind of fits the whole line.
It's so like tic-tac-toe.
You want to read this, Bill?
I'll go ahead and read
it. Hold on, let me chase you a couple more times.
We're sitting here playing. The show notes are linked in the show's description, folks.
Check me.
No, got you. It's called, the article is entitled Driver's Night Before Christmas, a tribute from a dispatcher, if that such a thing is possible. And as we said, the story originally ran December 24th, 2012, and then re-released December 24th, 2015. The article reads, this year, she came back with a new one, giving credit for its origins to fellow UVL agent Nilsen Van Storage out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. She says, I just changed some words to make it for Unigroup, UVL, and Mayflower. A couple of weeks ago, dispatcher Tina Pastore, I apologize, sent along a poem she sends out to all employees/coworkers in her company this time of year. She's with Shipman Relocations, a United Van Line/Mayflower agent serving 25 drivers from its Fairfield, California facility. Likewise, other owner-operators from other our other six offices, says Pastore. But those mainly drive local or just in California, probably about another 25. As is the case for so many others, Pastore says she loves this time of year, but I also dread it. It is sometimes difficult to get all the guys home for Christmas. And plane tickets are outrageous right now. I know at least four guys won't make it home. At least they won't. At least they don't have their little. Okay, let's try again. At least they don't have little kids. If any are around here and it isn't home for them, I'll invite them over. Well, that's nice. How'd you like to spend Christmas with your dispatcher?
I would.
Whether you're out on the road today, on your way home, laid over with no chance of making it home, or already home or elsewhere with friends and family, below find the poem Pastore sent along in tribute to you. I don't know who wrote it, she says, of the variation on the rhyming couplets in 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Here's hoping you enjoy it this fine Christmas Eve. It's titled A Driver's Night Before Christmas. Let me get stretched out here.
Hold on. Got to put your cap on. Remember, Mom and Dad just sat down for a long winter's nap. Mom with his name and Dad with his
cap. I got my cap on.
Kerchief and cap, yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
The days before Christmas and all down the road, the driver's trucks were a-rolling to deliver their loads. The drivers hauled everything from freight, food, to toys to deliver to homes for good girls and boys. The cell phones did crackle and voices filled the air with warm season's greetings and warnings to bear. All across the land, the people did sleep while drivers kept rolling through ice, snow, and sleet. They're pushing for delivery. Food, freight, and toys must arrive. Their backbone of our country, necessary to survive. When the trailer is empty, they'll get on the phone and check with their dispatch before heading for home. The family will greet them with hugs and with smiles. You know it's for them that they roll all those miles. Remember the children, remember the wife of the driver who sacrificed, every day risked his life. Let's stop for a while. We're at it to offer a prayer that the drivers all made it safely, that they all got there. We can all be proud of this job that we do. These drivers and shippers depend on me and you. So, friends, have a safe one as they roll out of sight. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
So good job, Bill. Hey, that's a pretty decent one.
Yeah, that was good.
That was pretty good. So, and that does fit the season.
It
for
does.
Truck drivers and what we all do out here.
I don't know that I've ever been stuck out on the road for Christmas. I've been out for Thanksgiving and I've been out for like Easter and things like that. And, you know, there's a feeling that goes along with that and it ain't always great, you know? So sometimes it helps to know somebody's thinking about things like this, you know? So,
Well, my schedule may have me out and may not, but if so, I won't get home until Christmas evening, but
well, I've had that happen. Yeah. Well, not Christmas evening. I had a year about 3 or 4 years ago. I got home on Christmas Eve. Now that was planned. That was
right.
So that I could make a decent check that week. This year's kind of strange because Christmas actually falls on a Wednesday. So yeah. I'm not sure how we're going to handle that.
But Tuesday, Wednesday, and New Year's is on Wednesday. So I know that's the scheduled days off for us and most of the people that we deal with. So
that's where you usually, if you think about it ahead of the beginning of the year, always plan for 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Well, everything's
budget,
so
make your budget to where you can have them 2 weeks off, but it's going to be a shitty week anyways. Why work a shitty week when you can take the whole week off, enjoy it with your family?
Yeah. Oh, that would be nice. Anyway.
A couple drivers.
You got to budget it.
that are working the 22nd and not coming back till the 2nd. So they're working Monday, and then they'll be back Thursday and Friday. So,
well, they got it figured
out. I work it every year now, so.
Yeah, we're gonna take a quick break.
Well, but I'm home, but I'm still working.
Yeah,
right.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we got some of Steve's Christmas memories. Yeah, we'll be right back, folks.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to live action.
Where was the sign?
You won't see it until you look.
Yeah, we don't see it. I could have done
on my day. If I watched the on air go off, then on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could have popped it up there. You know, if you want to see it, I can do
that. I thought you'd do it.
Well, I don't need to because he's doing it on this.
I do it on the recording. Yeah. So,
hey, anyway, we're a team here. Teamwork. Good elves.
Well, it's hard to wrap your head around it when you're not the one that's got the stuff in front of you, you know. You don't always, yeah.
Well, I only got three screens here.
Only three?
Only three?
I'm thinking amateur. About getting bigger ones where I can turn them this way.
It's all about size with you people.
Did you see that size. They come out with another television that's, what was it, a 200?
They got a 96 at Sam's
no.
Club.
227-inch.
That's the size of a garage door.
Samsung that weighs 247. Shows some guy bought it and was given a reel of him installing.
Why don't you
house.
Just buy the projector?
It took the whole wall.
Yeah, just buy.
You
a
know,
projector.
You get that big of a screen, and the picture doesn't look all that great.
Oh no, it was perfect.
Was it?
Well, it's yes. A solid screen. The projector
and the sound.
Don't.
It had all the speakers built. I mean, it was. It weighed almost 250 pounds. The whole thing.
So. So but what do you got? Like
$15,000
in this thing?
$15,000.
Well, they're making everybody's making movie rooms so, where they.
Well, that means in 5 years they'll be $299 because they always drop.
Yeah, that's right.
Vizio will make one for
as long as you're not the first one to get it.
Walmart, unless it's Vizio, they're not selling it.
$96.97.
Yeah, Walmart bought out Vizio, so that's the only thing they're going to sell now.
Sam's Club and Costco's been selling them 98-inch.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable. $1,600, I think.
Yeah. There was one I seen. They have a new LG there. It was $2,200.
Well, I can remember I bought, and it wasn't even, it was still a tube TV.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got married this
that
the
weighed
second,
700
the second
pounds.
Time.
That was, that was a beast.
And it was, I think it was 26-inch. I mean, that was big back then.
Yeah.
And I remember getting it at Best Buy and getting the Best Buy credit card and charging $600 for that
yes.
TV back in.
They were crazy no. expensive, and you didn't get much for that money.
Now you can buy them for what? $100.
Well, now you
bucks?
Can buy one that covers your wall for $300.
They had 55 inches. They had 10 55 inches at Sam's Club 2 weeks ago for sale for $199.
Wow!
I got a 65 inch and a 70 inch is the biggest I got.
Mm-hmm.
Bragging.
So, and then my
yeah,
computer
the TV
monitor
in every
is only
room.
19. What the heck?
Do you?
Yeah, we have TV. Like we have one in our bar, one in the front room, dining room,
kitchen.
No, because of the front room, it's connected. You can see.
Oh,
it.
It's all one room. Yeah.
Yeah, and then every bedroom.
I
want to
put
my office.
Small ones on an arm in the bathroom so I can still catch a ball game when I get in the shower.
Well, my buddy's got one behind his mirror. We eat breakfast with him. Greg does. He's got one behind his mirror in the bathroom. He says because he has the Super Bowl party on. That's Angela's husband, Malia. And,
okay.
You can sit there on the toilet and look at yourself in the mirror and watch the game right behind the mirror. It's pretty cool.
There you go.
Yeah, you put the mirror up, then put the back.
What'd you
on,
do it?
Put,
oh, come on for a touchdown.
Come on. Did anybody happen to see? I didn't look who won the Army Navy. I know Navy was ahead last I heard. So, anybody see that from last week? I didn't.
From last week to last week.
Yeah, I didn't catch who won on that.
Yeah.
I can look it up for you. I mean, you look it up. I'm going to give you a story.
Okay, I'll do that.
Christmas memories. I'm sure you all have them. No matter what your age there, Dave, young lady. Well, when it got close to Christmas, when I was a kid, and Bill's my age group, I'm sure many more of you remember the Sears catalog and a few Loved others. It. This is what we had when we were kids. There was no Amazon.
Mm-mm.
We had a catalog to look through and circle with a pen or marker the things we really wanted, so we thought. You fold the pages over to mark the best things you wanted your parents to find it easier. Boy, some of us couldn't wait for the catalog to come in the mail each year. Then this was a crapshoot when you got it. It wasn't always what you wanted. For some reason, moms always thought you needed clothes. And we are all knew we only needed toys. Bunches and bunches of toys. For another reason, moms always got their way, but it was for our own good, I suppose. We had artificial trees that were decorated with whatever we had laying around the house, store-bought or stuff you made in school for arts and crafts. We all know that macaroni was a staple of all decorations back in the day.
Mm-mm.
There was always either a school play or a church program that had a nativity scene or short play about baby Jesus. Mothers would help with homemade costumes that were so ridiculous to wear, but we did anyway to make them happy, knowing that the present quality depended on how we behaved at the time of year. Then there was the Christmas music and Christmas TV shows we all grew accustomed to each year. Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Charlie Brown's Christmas, The Grinch, and a few more. I'm sure I'm not remembering right now, but if you have some favorites, let us know. Send us a message through the socials or email. The music we had for the holidays was unforgettable, too. Well, here's hoping you and yours have a very Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year. God bless everyone. Now, the catalog, boys. Do you remember? Did you do that at your age?
God, day? Yes.
Laid on the floor, drew in it.
Circling.
Ear tabbed the pages.
Just daydreaming about
what was the other one besides that. Sears? There was Montgomery, JCPenney, Montgomery Ward all had them.
Well, Toys for Us wasn't out, but yeah, they had Toys for Us.
Well, they had a book. Mm-hmm. They was on a catalog.
Yeah. But I remember going through that, and you'd circle, everything you could think of and that you wanted, and then you might have got one or two things out of.
Oh, lay there on that floor every night with that catalog would come right after Thanksgiving. Lay there on the middle of the floor on my belly with a pencil and just.
Did you stop at the ladies' underwear section a couple of times?
Of course you do. But the later, that was in the thick one. The later one was just a Christmas one where it was only toys. Yeah. You had to get the full.
So what kind of things did you circle that you when you was a kid? Do you remember?
I wanted the big brute wrecker semi one year, and I got it. It was 68, maybe 60.
Well, that catalog had outlandish stuff in it that no kid.
Do you realize the Sears catalog?
Oh, there were sailboats and stuff like that in it, dude.
Yeah, and. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was big into like the play sets and stuff like that, where you could
get Lincoln logs. Cool.
No, like this. I was always
remember
into
Rector sets.
I had Rector sets too, with the motors and the batteries and the wires. You can make.
And then we also had the chemistry sets too.
One of them.
We went over the chemistry sets before.
Yeah,
I told you about that.
I'd love that
because right on the box it tells. I'm sorry, a little kid's not supervised with that shit. It says right on the box the first warning. Do not mix these two chemicals together. What do you do? That's the very first thing.
And I had stuff I was able to make sulfuric acid with that. Yeah.
No wonder what happened. Remember,
your mom's like, why is all the hair falling out of the dog?
Remember taking the old thermometers and breaking them open and taking the
mercury,
lead and
playing with mercury?
Mercury, yeah.
Not too dangerous.
It rolls around like a ball.
It does. You can flatten it out like water.
I dropped it in the carpet. Right. How do I get it out? Oh, don't worry about it.
Doesn't taste very good, though.
No.
Let's do it.
I got in the early 70s, my aunt from California sent me out a tube like they have now, but it back in the day we had tubes, but it was a regular real tire tube. You didn't, it wasn't no fancy tube, but this one you could pull behind the boat, like, you know, a tube, and it literally had a bottom in it and, you know, laced up around it. Yep. And you could pull it in the snow because we had snowmobiles and we'd go snowmobiling. And she sent that from California. And now I thought that was the coolest thing, to get in a tube that had a bottom in it, because before we just pulled them and butt beat the ground. Your butt beat the ground all the time.
You know, though, when we talk about stuff like that, my favorite part is always the TV shows, because that's the one thing that I'll never forget. Oh. And Dave and I have talked a thousand times about
now what the TV ones that shows. I put on there. What ones do you remember besides those?
The Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. And,
yeah, I know. It was, I mentioned them. Is there other ones? I was trying to hurry. I couldn't remember. I know there's more.
Yeah. Here Comes Santa Claus. That was a good one. Land of Misfit Toys. They used
they had ones that they smashed together. Here's Rudolph, here's Frost, you know.
Right, right. They did.
Couple of them together.
Well, any of them that started out with Burl Ives, where he talked as a snowman, or they had Bing Crosby and his old Ford that had the skis on the front and the tracks on the back. Boom, you know.
With Charlie the scarf Brown, around all the Charlie neck. Brown stuff. I mean, any yeah. season.
Well, or Charlie the Brown reason Charlie Brown was so popular is because it came out in the middle of the week. It was a kid's show. Kids didn't have nothing to watch, and you made a point to sit down on the floor and watch that.
You had to be there when it was on, and man, yeah. you looked forward to that all week
long. I told Bill this. I even remember the stupid commercial, Dolly Madison with the commercials that come on and you get the
selling
cakes.
The cakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wonder why us kids was fat. Really?
Yeah.
That's all they pushed on it.
Well, that was the start of fatting the kids up.
Snack cakes and Pop-Tarts, you know?
Yeah. And then don't you remember sitting there and watching the Norelco shave and the Santa Claus would ride on it over and down the hills, you know?
That was a snowman up and down. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
That was a golden age of TV for me. Just having
they still play that stuff once in a while, but it's nothing like.
Well, the magic
to choose from now, though.
The magic of it was having
Amazon
that.
If you got Amazon Prime, you can go watch it anytime you want.
Yeah, but see, that's what takes away from it.
I know.
The magic of it was having that thing to look forward to.
Because you had the Farm 5 stations. There was 5 channels. And, yeah. I mean,
I only had 3.
Well, we had the 3.
You live farther out of town.
I did.
And the main one was PBS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We didn't. Well, PBS was on VHF. We had UHF. So we watched 13, 21, and 8 out of Indianapolis. And then we could switch over to VHF and just about pick up 55 when it started.
That's UHF. Here. VHF is anything under 15. Yeah. You just had to be there, and the fact that it would come on in the middle of the week, and usually it was it marked the start of the Christmas vacation sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Because mm-hmm. remember getting 2 weeks off? I love them 2 weeks off. I got a bicycle for Christmas, and it snowed so much I couldn't ride it.
I think schools still get, don't they get 2 weeks off still?
Yeah, they do.
But you don't have the same. It's not the same. None of it is the same.
Bill, you have kids in school.
Yes.
One of my biggest things was that I was in band in junior high, and I loved playing the Christmas pageant. They had a Christmas pageant at school. I loved playing in the band during it. It's gone.
No, well, because you have so much.
I love those Christmas
pageants.
There's
so many kids that come from other ethnicities nowadays around here that it
that's still no
it
excuse
it falls flat now. Mm-hmm.
It does, because you just I don't know if it's because you've got so many kids of different backgrounds and that, and I'm not against any of that, but if you have to have all of it, let's have all of it.
Well,
I'd rather have all of it than none of it.
Well,
to try and do,
if you're coming to live in this country, this is what we do. We're not.
I mean,
we're not keeping
America
nobody out.
America is the greatest place ever.
That's right.
I love this country. Okay.
What about Christmas shows? Do you consider Die Hard a Christmas show?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
It absolutely is.
I just watched that the other day.
Yeah. What about any of the other Christmas shows? I mean,
Have you seen Fat Man or Fat Boy, whatever that one is? I think Mel. Who was
I like
in
Bad
it?
Santa.
Let me see.
Bad Santa.
I like Santa what, with what's
what
his
about
name?
Elf? You guys like Elf?
Elf. Elf. That's Elf. What I was trying. To.
Elf's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Christmas Vacation's the classic.
Yeah, oh, that one's is. Always, it's nonstop on one of the channels, I think, from now. And then, of course, you got Christmas Story,
take
which
the
is
neck, Clark.
Alfred, you know, up here in Cleveland, or in, not in Cleveland, up here in Gary, Indiana, you know.
Yeah, yep. Fat Man has Mel Gibson in it. Have you guys seen that one?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
No, I did
he's got
see
an AK-47 at the end.
I know it's good. I've seen
that. Oh, the Santa Claus, the,
yeah,
the
something like it.
Oh yeah, Tim Allen did all the Disney.
I didn't really care for his, but
it wasn't my thing.
What about the Clinks?
But I named Fat Man, so
the Clinks.
Remember the Clinks? Yeah. Yeah. And what's the one where Arnold Schwarzenegger and they were trying to get that doll?
Jingle All the Way. Him and Dan. Well, they're fighting over the doll. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one was another
Not
one.
To mention the thousands and thousands of Hallmark movies out there.
Oh, my God.
Oh. By the way, there's a new
the
one to come out.
The Come Home. You know, that's all of them.
No. These Hallmark movies are all the same shtick of the girl.
Goes
I
back
know.
To her hometown.
Falls in love and finds
guy.
Him.
Yeah. All this fake crap.
I watched.
What about Christmas Music?
I love Bing Crosby. I love.
Yeah, but Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah.
Consider that Christmas.
That song used
I'm
to
sure,
irritate
I'm
me.
Not sure. Oh, it did to me too. But I can't remember what year that actually came out.
It was in the
80s. Because then you had everybody doing the parodies. Like,
no, I think it was in the 70s.
Jeff Foxworthy, the Red 10 Redneck Days of Christmas or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or 12. Or.
But the other thing that we watched on TV, do you remember just watching the Christmas specials? They were people would come out and sing and dance. I mean, you know, like Donnie and Marie Osmond. They had Christmas specials on
Donnie
TV,
and Marie, let's
go. You know, or you go back and listen to
the Partridge Family.
Cher and Cher Partridge and Sonny and Cher Sonny had their Christmas special. Yeah. You know. The Carpenters had one. The Carpenters had one.
Carpenters.
Christmas specials back in
you
the
guys
day.
Crack me up. I don't think I get into I get into
Christmas. This is old. This is 60s, 70s stuff we're talking about.
This is back when you was listening to the reel-to-reel and the 8-track. Yeah.
I wore an 8-track out on
Boston. I thought you meant her. I'm like, no, she wasn't listening
to
nothing.
She wasn't listening to it, no.
Oh, no.
She's the baby of the crowd.
80s.
Well, it's not even that. I don't really listen to a lot of I don't listen to a lot of stuff. I didn't watch a lot of TV when I was young either, though.
But that's back even when Carol Burnett Show. The Carol Burnett Show had a Christmas special. And Tim Conway's and
Harvey Korman.
And Harvey Korman, the two funniest guys ever on TV. Just
well, because Tim hilarious. Conway was always trying to make everybody bust.
That was his job. That was his,
out.
Yeah.
And he was the best.
Good at it. Yeah. We talked about that last week.
I've watched the elephants. That show here lately again because there ain't nothing like that.
Do you remember
how many years ago was it when Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey, when they got married, they tried to bring it back, something to that aspect?
Right.
And it
me and Bill was talking about the Bill Cosby tapes. Records. They were records. They weren't even tapes. Yeah.
Used to memorize those when I was a kid.
That was Eddie Murphy role.
Oh, that too. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, God.
Wasn't Eddie Murphy the one that caught on fire and then made fun of Michael Jackson because he caught on fire? I think it was Eddie Murphy that did. Yeah, they both got burnt their buns or something. So, but there used to be a lot more. I don't know. I can't say that because I noticed right after Thanksgiving, they still did the lighting of the Christmas tree in New York City at Rockefeller Center. So, you know, they still do that.
They used to show a show like that, the lighting, and people, the whole show would be building up to the lighting of the tree, and they showed everybody
dancing
ice skating out there and the thing, and they do interviews, and they'd have, like you said, people singing, you know.
Yeah, people that were popular
like Mariah
at that time.
Carey, you know, whatever, Mariah Carey, you know, stuff like that.
And you know what? Everybody's done Christmas songs, but it's funny the ones that really take off. Mariah Carey makes like $1 billion off of that stupid song of hers, and everybody plays it to death, just like Nat King Cole. My mom used to love Nat King Cole. She used to love Glenn Campbell's Christmas music. You know, I think back to some of the old stuff.
One of my favorites, Bill, is I think it's Porky Pig when he sings Christmas.
Oh, do you remember the Muppets Christmas special?
The Muppets.
Yeah, the Muppets had a Christmas special
on everything, dude.
Yes, they had a great Christmas special. So did So did South Park. They got a good Christmas.
South Park. So that's recent. Muppets is old.
Well, yeah. And I just watched tonight, Jeff Dunham had a Christmas special. Oh, and yeah. He's actually making a movie. He talked about it. He says it won't be ready till next year, but he's doing a movie with, like, the Muppets with all his dolls.
Well, he was just down here on my birthday. I thought about going to see him until I seen how much the ticket prices were.
Yeah, I thought about getting tickets for that. I went and see him at the Embassy once here in Fort Wayne, and it's worth the show. He does probably 20 minutes of stand-up before that. It's well worth the show.
A bit of just regular stand-up before he
before he starts pulling them out. Yeah.
Oh, and he's a storyteller. He's like we just said him, the black guy that got arrested and out of jail.
Bill Cosby.
He tells stories.
I'm glad you're speaking Dave tonight, Bill, because I had no idea where he was going with this.
I was going to say Diddy, but he said he got out.
He didn't have any stories, you know. And them stories you can't tell.
Diddy's got stories, but he ain't telling them.
Who's the comedian that's the worried?
Chris Rock.
No, yeah, well.
Kevin Hart, Steve Harvey.
Oh, Kevin Hart. Not Chris Rock. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, well, I got a little bit more Christmas shopping to do, a couple other things. I don't know. I may do some re-gifting of stuff I got in the past.
A clock, maybe.
Yeah. Well, no, the clock never made it back. I don't know what happened to it, but. Hey, well, we haven't mentioned it this week, but, we're going to be down in Louisville this year too.
Again. Yeah. Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky, March 27th, 28th, and 29th. Be there and be square.
And what's the booth number, Big Daddy?
Come on with it, Big Daddy. Just say it
he's
once.
He's looking it up right now. I can tell he's trying to keep
just
back.
Just say it once.
I'm
not going to say it wrong because you guys ride my butt about it all the time.
No, and we just need you to say it once. If you say it twice, it'll be two separate numbers.
Yeah, it's 38,000. 58. Okay. It's 3805. Yes. So I've said it wrong enough times. They throw me off. I want to shorten it up, but hey, just come down there and look in the building B. We're in south. Building B or south. Well, south they call wing. It B too, but
you're going to want to cover the whole thing. We were in the west anyway.
Wing. Now they're
yeah. Remodeled. West wing is getting remodeled, I guess. So
they bigger smushed and better.
So we're going to be in the south wing.
Yeah. So,
but well, we're at 47 minutes, kids. So wow. that's our show.
That was a lot of 60s talk. A lot of 60s talk, guys.
Do you feel like you're retro?
I feel like my body's stiffening up. I'm like, I feel like I am 60.
She's getting ready to start Googling old folks' homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, all this talk of stiffening up and old guys is. Got me.
Somebody's in the blue pills tonight again.
Oh my! That's not what I was meaning, but
it looks bigger when it's that color.
Oh my!
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's
all the form.
I paint mine every time.
You know what? We want to wish
and
everybody.
Just so everyone who is listening and can't watch, he was pointing at a black and white marker.
Mostly black.
It wasn't a marker.
It's a.
It looked like a marker. What is it?
It's a cigar tube.
Oh.
That is. We call that. Now you're Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
We both went for that joke.
Hold on. Yep.
Ah. Nothing like brown trout right before
Merry
bed.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. We love you.
Merry Christmas, Tiny Tim.
God bless us, everyone. We'll be back in a week, folks. We promise. I don't know. We got to figure out the New Year's thing. We got to get drunk and go live. So,
Thank you on that one.
We need to get a call in number that we can.
I got a call in number.
A burner that we can get rid of.
I got it. I already got it, but I just haven't.
Dave's got that under control too. And if that's just as successful.
No, it's a. I got a Google number.
I'll mute this Google and voice. I'll call in and do somebody.
The problem is I just about got to have a screener. because I'm either going to have to screen
get the friggin' producer. What the?
Yeah. Yeah, what are we paying him for anyway?
Not. We're paying him too much. I'm telling you.
Hell yeah, he won $500 gift card last time.
Well, that's true. He is the only one that's got paid for this gift.
He hasn't even worked off the $500 yet.
The rest that's of right. us have spent more money than we've
made. And he keeps getting paid.
All right, kids. We'll see you in a week. Hit us up on the socials. Comment directly on the website. Nobody's ever done that. I don't even know why I said it. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. We'll be back in a week. Until then, I've been Bill. Let's get it all done this time.
And this is your elf buddy, Dave.
Elf, really? You're going to call yourself an elf now? Like, you're going to make some toys? This is Malia.
Ooh.
This is Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a safe week and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.